Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we're joined by Kelly Madsen, Post Commander for the Price American Legion. Kelly, pleasure to have you in here. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Not a problem at all.
And, you know, we're talking American Legion. We have a few pretty important days coming up. Of course, Memorial Day coming up on May 26th. You also have Flag Day coming up on June 14th. And the American Legion is putting on a few events for that, helping get the community out and get involved in with the veterans. I mean, it's something that it feels like sometimes that's what we forget to do, is get involved with the veterans. So I'm glad to see you guys are putting on these events. So let's start first with your Memorial Day event, May 26th. We were talking about it before we came on air, and something that it stood out to me. You guys are traveling across six different locations and delivering a speech. So what can people expect from this?
Well, expect me to be fumbling all over the place because I don't know really what I'm doing very well. But we will be starting in Helper on the 26th at 8 a.m. And then we will be moving to the Price Cemetery at 9, Cliffview at 9:30, Wellington at 10:30, and 11:30 out in East Carbon. It will be the same speech at all places because I wasn't able to come up with six different speeches. But I would like to encourage everybody to come out and watch the program that we have devised. We will be honoring the veterans with the rifles and playing of taps. And anybody is very much welcome to one or all of them.
You know, something I really love about these ceremonies is just it really gets you reflecting on how much veterans in our community and those who unfortunately weren't able to make it back have really sacrificed for our community and for our country. It's a great chance to kind of get into that moment of recollection and give a thanks to those veterans who have given so much for our country.
Exactly. And being involved with the American Legion for me is a very large honor. And now that I'm the commander, I'm finding out all of the extra things that we're doing and trying to get done.
You know, it's more of a silent impact you guys have. It's not as spoken in the community, but I think it should be because you guys are showing up to funerals. You're doing the salutes. You're doing so much for our community. You're marching in the parades. And this is a chance to kind of honor what you guys have been doing up to this moment and before that. So again, that's Memorial Day coming up on May 26th. Six different locations, going to be delivering a speech, having a ceremony there. Now, before that, coming up this Thursday, you guys are going to be putting out flags on graves. Is that correct?
Yes, we try to get out flags on every cemetery for every veteran that is out there. And if anybody would like to come out and help do that, we will be starting at Price Cemetery at 8:30 in the morning. And it's quite a little bit of an undertaking to get this done. But we would love to have anybody that comes out that's more than welcome to come out.
And then kind of rounding out the things you have coming up for the foreseeable future, you have Flag Day, of course, coming up on June 14th. That's a good day to honor the American flag, and you guys are doing just that. Starting at noon, you're going to have a flag retirement ceremony.
Yes, so if anybody has any flags that need to be retired, they can either be taken up to the courthouse, I do believe it is. There is a drop box there that the scout troop that we sponsor will collect them. Or if you know anybody in the Legion, they can be dropped off with any one of us, and we will, but there will also be a nice little program that will be that day, like was said, starting at noon.
Now, from your perspective as post commander, why is it important that we retire the flags properly through ceremonies like this?
Just because it's showing respect. I know that there has been in the news stories, there was one specific one down in Emory County that a garbage man saw one, which he is a member of the Legion, and he collected it out of the trash as a respect thing for the men and women that have given up their lives, because I had seen a little thing that says, the flag does not fly because of the wind. It is the last breath that the person took that sacrificed themselves for it.
And I couldn't agree with you more. There's so much honor in that flag, and it's only right that we give it the proper send-off. So again, that's coming up on June 14th now. That happens at noon. Where is it going to be held?
Right at on that parking lot where the fire department is.
All right. And then if there are any veterans right now who aren't members of the Legion but kind of want to get involved, what's the best way to get involved with the American Legion?
Give us a call. We do now have a website, but I honestly can't tell you what it is. But if you type in American Legion Post 3 Price, Utah, you can find it. There's contact information there. Or you can contact the phone number for the Legion is 630-8474.
Now,
leave a message.
Now, Kelly, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Just we would love to see as many people come out as possible and come out and enjoy yourselves.
Yeah, this is an event the community is definitely going to want to get out to again. Coming up on Memorial Day, May 26th, there's going to be traveling speeches across six locations across Carbon County in remembrance of Memorial Day. Then coming up on June 14th, you got Flag Day. They're going to be having a retirement ceremony at noon by the firehouse here in Price. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.